So white.
So what did he say? Was that with Dance Commander?
You must have been a Dance Commander. Giving out the order for fun.
You must have been a Dance Commander. Giving out the order for fun. You must have been a Dance Commander. You know that he's the only one who gives the orders here. All right. Who gives the orders here? All right. It would be awesome if we could dance. It would be awesome, yeah. Let's take the chance. It would be awesome, yeah. Let's start the show. Ready to sin, radio message from HQ. Dance Commander, we love you. Let's get this party started right, y'all. Let's get this party started right. I went to the store to get more fire to start the war. Everybody in this club is whack. I feel like I'm headed straight for a heart attack. Girls are pretty, girls are nice. Take your chances, roll the dice. Take your chances, and we'll be awesome.
That song is only 2.5 minutes long.
2.5 minutes of pure gold.
They fucking pack some action into that.
I know.
So that was Electric Six, who I heard of through Mr. Maddie from Synthesizer, as you may recall.
Yeah, you can't ignore that techno.
So this was the backup possible selection for our dance breakdown scene at the end of the Happy to Serve.
Well, not well. We thought of it after.
Right.
And I was kicking myself for a while, but Synthesizer.
Yeah, I'm still. I love the Synthesizer, but that would have been a good one as well.
It comes, and I really. The only reason that band is not just the biggest band in the world is because of people's insecurities. I know when you hear that, you're like, that is fucking awesome. But if anyone hears you say that, you're like, I'm just, you know, just kidding. Come on. Who likes that song? That's gay. But it's just, it's so good. But everyone's afraid to admit it, except for queers like me. And, you know, bi-curious like you.
Indeed. Yeah, so... So you seem very taken with the whole the atmosphere of that song. Is that like one of those happy places you go to? You just imagine being
with
HQ radioing to you.
I love that line of HQ radioing to tell them just that we love you. But you can totally see it. Like the lines are drawn, so you got dance forces on either side. The dance commander's giving out orders. Like you do the robot, you give me a Susquehanna shuffle or whatever. You know, then the battle starts, and it's not a horrible war. It's a wonderful dance war, and
now,
that's,
you know,
just what the world needs.
I think this is a fair question to ask with you. Is was it the Sasqua? Was that you just said?
The Susquehanna shuffle.
Now, is that just a crazy term you've heard, or do you in fact know of and possibly are you able to perform that dance?
I don't.
I thought there was a chance. You never know.
Yeah,
it's possible.
I think
bust some moves.
I think I've heard it somewhere before, but.
That's what
it's a funny name for a dance, so that's why I used it.
That's what I want everybody to do, because by the time they hear this,
dance?
The teaser trailer will be out on the net. Go watch that thing again and watch right as it fades to black. Matt does a full 360 spin on the one foot.
It's quite elegant.
It's a very nice move.
Yeah,
I was impressed.
Yeah, I used to be quite the dance commander myself.
You just didn't have the forces that you required to truly take over.
Yeah, you can't. you know, conquer a dance club all by yourself. It's too hard.
Now, I realize I put you in an awkward position here that now you need to follow up Dance Commander. Not what else.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a douchebag move on your part, actually. But I'm going to go with my song of the week this week, and that would be the Kings of Leon. They were pretty big after their first album came out. They had a big single called California Waiting. But I don't think people really picked up on the album, but the album was fucking awesome. The second album wasn't so great, but still very good. But those fickle fucking fans, they just forgot about them. But they're very good. Very unique. I love them. Glorious. So my song of the week is King of the Rodeo by Kings of Leon.
Well, all right, then. I'm going to play it. You ready?
I am.
You ready?
The orders are in. Dance Commander's ready to sing.
I was just saying to Maddie, another shortish song was at 2:25, yeah. And songs a lot of times are deceptively short, you know? It's like, unless you saw the number, you wouldn't realize, because there's so much action packed in there.
Yeah, a lot of rolling on.
Or I'd get, in the olden days, the tape days, like the opposite would happen to me a lot. Like, I wouldn't realize how long a song was, like Faith No More song, The Real Thing. I was just thinking, man, I should play that, but I can't find it. It's like 10 minutes long. I had no idea till I got the CD of that album years later. And I was like, wow, it just was so great. I didn't even realize. It just rolls right over.
Yep. There's a Modest Mouse song that's 14 minutes long, and I can put that in. And
it
just
couldn't have been a second shorter.
Like, yeah. It's like you didn't have any room to mess around there. Perfect. The Decline, 18 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
That is an awesome song. You remember that mix CD you used to have? And we'd be skipping through, like, I don't want to hear that one. Don't want to hear that one. And we're talking, like, 2-minute NoFX songs.
Yeah.
Anytime The Decline hit, we always listen to it.
Yeah.
Never skip that song.
Always time for that.
Yeah. That was a little backward. I liked it.
Golden. But I love that band. I love that song. Kings of Leon. Check them out, because they're awesome.
Although I do sometimes find your musical taste hard for me to get on the same track. Because, I mean, granted, I've only heard that song twice now, both times today. It hasn't really sunk in. But it's like, wow, song of the week. Hmm. You know? I mean, you can't get in another man's head, but it's...
Well, fuck you, basically. I love that song.
Well, it's like, I played it in the last show with Brad, but that fucking Red is Blue song from goddamn Hoodwinked, I was listening to that like 8 times a day. I was just like, yeah, Ben Folds, motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, no, most of the stuff I listen to has got a bit of a listening curve, I guess, but... You know, I likes what I likes.
Right.
I don't need you or any other fucking prick telling me different. And I mean, Ray's not here, so we're good to go.
That's true. You know, we got to get him back here one of these days. It's not quite the same without the inappropriate criticism.
Well, you know, you don't recover so quick after your penis gets caught in a wheat thresher.
Indeed, he's going to have trouble with that. But you know, I got to say it, I really like our show. I like listening to it. I like going back and just hearing the songs
me too.
And a little banter. I think it's good.
And if people who listen to it don't like it, too fucking bad. Mm-hmm. We're having a grand old time.
Indeed.
Yep. Because we like our music.
So now what I'm going to play, now this song, speaking of long songs, is something like 8 minutes, which is too long. But I was listening to it the other day, and it's like after the first 4 minutes or so, you can really just fade out, and it's fine. So that's what I'm going to do.
Hmm.
This is Jerry Cantrell, the Superman guitar hero from Alice in Chains. He literally goes from town to town with his guitar and fucking rights wrongs and helps the children.
That is fantastic.
He's a good man.
Too bad he couldn't save his lead singer.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
And if what Ray said is true, that they're reforming with a new singer, that's not very cool.
Start a new band.
Yeah,
give
well,
a new
he's
name.
Been solo. I mean, you know, he sings stuff. He's good enough. I mean, he's not like Lane. That guy had the most awesome, unique voice ever. But this guy, after Alice in Chains, he did this one solo album called Bogey Depot that was kind of more upbeat. Cut You In was the single. You know, it wasn't so bad. And then Lane died, and then he put out this enormous double CD of just drudgery and depression, just the sludgiest album ever made. And this is a song from it.
Huh.
Drudgery. Happy. We'll be right back. So there we go, 5 minutes of that. That's plenty. And I was just saying to Matt that that thing's two CDs long. Degradation Trip, it's called. And it's a tough fucking haul to get all the way through, but I kept listening to it. I don't know why.
Yeah, it takes some brass balls.
Indeed. So now, due to the structure of the program, we will now play a song from a faggot.
Oh.
Matthew Jenkins. The faggot.
For fuck's sakes. Well, since that was such a downer song, I think I'm going to have to pick things up.
With a band called Wisconsin Death Trip?
No. Oh. Way to blow
the surprise for later.
But that's not the name of the band, douchebag.
That's the song. The band must be called Track 4, then.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'll just avert my eyes from the computer screen. Will that help?
Why don't you just go fuck yourself? Maybe that would help.
That would keep my mouth shut. Sometimes the banter, I don't know. I don't always think it's great.
Well, sometimes I hate you.
Right.
It's really, it makes it hard.
So you think that makes the gaiety, the jovialness sort of dissipate a little?
A little.
In our exchange?
A little bit.
Right.
I think that might have something to do with it.
But, you know, when you hate someone bad enough, it does turn to love, like Hitler.
Yeah. See, I hate you, but then you make me chuckle and I love you again, so it's okay.
Like Hitler?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, who doesn't?
He had them Germans in stitches.
Yeah, rolling around on the ground.
Wouldn't that be awesome if they show those Hitler speeches, you know, when he's doing the talk, and he's just like, I got an idea. Let's just kill Jews. And they're just like, yeah.
Oh, you crazy old fucker.
And they're just laughing they do it, as they file people into death camps.
In you go. Oh, let's get you in.
That's
too.
That Hitler. This is the craziest joke we ever played.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute. Thousands dead. Well, we've gone this far. It's not going to get funny if we stop.
A little dark humor. That's what we're into here in Germany.
Yeah.
Germans. Well, like, who was saying? I think Keith Nally was saying when he was doing German classes that he'd say it and they'd be like, no, that's not right. So he'd start getting pissed and just be like, saying the exact same thing but mad. And they're like, there you go.
I think that was Russian, though.
Yeah, I guess Russian. But Russian, German, it's all fucking crazy butchering murderers. So, to be fair.
True enough.
Insane. So what were you going to play then?
I was going to play a Tegan and Sarah song called, what the hell is it called? Living Room, I think it's called.
You know what I'd like to do? Get naked Tegan, naked Sarah, get them both to kneel down and press their breasts together so I could fuck the space where Tegan and Sarah's breasts touch. Those two, one left breast, one right breast, but I'd fuck in between them.
That would be pretty hot, actually.
That'd be pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, I would like to have a threesome with them.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
They're probably my favorite girl band. And they're, a little wuss, but I love them. Just great. Good time. And there's a banjo in this song.
Ooh.
Who doesn't love a banjo?
Certainly I do.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Yeah,
any self-respecting human being should.
So what's this song called?
Living Room. I already said that.
Oh. So
Tegan and Sarah, I love them. You want to fuck their tits in that special space just between them?
So basically that was your lead-in. That would have been the perfect place to play the song, but I didn't play it.
Yeah. And now we're back to the hate again.
I'm just gonna play it then.
Well, good.
To make you move and across the way from me. I hope I never figure out who broke your heart. And if I do, I'd spend all night losing sleep. I'd spend the night and I'd lose my mind. Well, I'd spend the night and I'd lose my mind. You get yourself clean, and I wonder why it is that they left this bathroom so unclean, so unlike me. I hope I never figure out who broke your heart. And if I do, I'd spend all night losing sleep. I'd spend the night and I'd lose my mind.
heard that song earlier today, didn't we? In your kitchen.
Yep.
Now listen to what this crazy bastard does. He makes salads with no salad dressing, and they're delicious. What is it, just
spinach, little chunks of Havarti, and dried chilies.
Fucking excellent. It was really good.
Yep, they are quite tasty and very healthy.
It was goddamn good, in fact.
Yep, yep. Okay. And in case Keith, Tegan, and Sarah fucking the tits comment, it is important that the people
I'm highly
there,
offended by that one, by the way. My current self is offended by my past self from 5 minutes ago. Like, that's not cool.
Well, it's extra cool, actually, because I was just about to tell everyone that Tegan and Sarah are actually hot twin sisters.
Oh, yeah, in case I just figured everyone knew because they're from Canada, but not everyone is from Canada.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Few are, frankly, but yeah, they really are. The first time I ever saw them was on Much Music many a year ago, and right away it's like, wow.
Insta boner.
You know what's weird, though? Just in my various patrolling the internet for porn, I've seen quite a few people looking for Tegan Quinn porn, but why just Tegan? I don't get it. It's weird. It's like the now that the Olsen twins are of age, there's the one Olsen twin people definitely seem to prefer. I don't know which one. But if you look for like fake porn pictures of the Olsen twins, just saying if you did.
Yeah. I don't know who would do that. So $5,000 suit.
No, but you'll find a lot more for the one and not so much for one was real pretty. Tutter. Sort of plain.
Yeah, but I don't know. Sarah must feel real upset about that.
Yeah, seriously.
That ain't fair. They're both very hot. And I would do. Although I think Tegan's the one, she's got her lip pierced.
Oh, the bad girl.
Sarah doesn't have any piercing. So
dirty girl. You know, do either of them smoke?
I don't know.
Because that saying that was on Family Guy the one time, if she smokes, she pokes. That's fucking true. There's no doubt about it.
I have to remember that one.
Yeah.
Just start raping every girl I see smoking. Well, you should have known.
Well, see, I don't know. You don't have to because they will be down. If you got to rape, you got to rape the ones who don't smoke because you don't have much of a chance anyway. That way you get both sides.
Well, can I at least have rough sex with them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
We're business then.
Did you watch those deleted things from 40-Year-Old Virgin where they're at the dating service? Man, the black dude, he had the best line. He's talking to one of the chicks at, like, the speed dating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you know, sometimes I make real careful love to a woman, but sometimes you just got to get your knee in their back and grab them by the ears and just ride them into the ground. And the girl's like, no, I'm cool with that. As long as you don't do the ear thing, yeah, that's fine. And his other line, it's just awesome lines. They should have used them. It was, I'll be upfront with you. I'm very long. And I'm crooked like a cockroach leg. Some women find that uncomfortable. Are we going to be able to deal with this? They had some excellent lines they didn't even use.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, those crazy comedians. The things they say, they never stop.
So hilarious sometimes.
So you know what? I'm going to go right along with the fucking banjo vibe we got going. This Neil Young song, how I heard of this, is... apparently, when Mr. Joss Whedon was preparing for the Firefly movie, Serenity, and he didn't get his old
quality
composer.
Film.
Very
yes, retard.
He got to do pretty good forward. And
I love the sign. This band's standing double.
He got this new composer, right? So he had to get him on the wavelength. And plus, he was wanted like a sparse score for the movie, which is kind of clear. It's not very present sometimes. Anyway, he made the dude a mix. Tape of here's the kind of shit that I like, here's what I want this movie to sound like, and there was a list of it on the internet somewhere, and one of them was this Neil Young song called For the Turnstiles, and this thing is like treble city, man. There's no bass at all, just some plucking. Just sounds like a dude in a room. It's like very lo-fi, but it's a fine little tune.
And who doesn't love Neil Young? Everyone loves Neil Young.
Yeah.
great old man.
I mean, we personally know a man who will fight you for the love of Neil Young.
For trying to take Neil Young off the stereo.
Yeah, he'll take you down. And he can. He's a fucking mountain man.
He's a savage.
He'll kill you. So here's some Neil Young.
All the sailors with their seasick mamas hear the sirens on the shore singing songs for pence with tailors who charge $10 at the door. You can really learn a lot that way. It will change you in the middle of the day. Though your confidence may be shattered, it doesn't matter.
great unveiling at the big parade. You can really learn a lot that way. It will change you in the middle of the day. Though your confidence may be shattered, it doesn't matter.
Exciting! What you got for us now, Matt? That's that exciting.
I don't know if I can top anything that make that exciting, because that's very exciting. You're turning very red.
Really?
Are you okay?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so. But yeah, Neil Young, fuck. Great old man. Just, you gotta love him.
Yeah, he's not bad at all. Yeah,
he's got a billion.
Except, what's that one album? The rockabilly band that he had?
Oh, Neil Young and the Shocking Pinks.
But besides that, you gotta love him.
Yeah, you gotta. And I think a couple of his newer albums weren't so good. But right. You go back through that catalog, and you're gonna fucking gold all the way. Just a rich gold vein.
Is that the taste? Is the sound of you delectably consuming?
Yes,
the
that's
memory?
Me. That's me tasting the sound. I do that quite often.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but I don't know what I got next for us because you closed the windows thing, so I can't see.
Oh.
But I think
to
pick it up a little bit, we'll pick it up even more. We've got Static X off their first album, rather old album.
Is this also Static X's famous banjo plucking song where it has no bass in it?
No, it is not.
Oh, they have that song though too, I think.
Yeah, I think B-side maybe, unreleased, I think, but right. it's there, it exists. But this is my favorite Static X song, and they were fucking awesome. Their first two albums, solid gold, just glorious. And then their last three have been
shit sandwich.
Yes, horse shit.
I wouldn't know. I'm just saying. I thought.
Yeah, but
I figured that's where you.
They're
were
terrible.
Going.
They really started to try to sound like Korn, and then the newest one that's like, well, we can't sound like Korn, but I don't. I think maybe.
Man, even Korn doesn't sound like Korn anymore. Yeah,
and I think maybe Wayne Static blew his
magical, but they're done.
Blew his voice out, and he just can't do it anymore, so he just sounds gay now. But back in the day, he was the fucking money.
Well, if he takes 12 years off, like Axl Rose, he'll be fine. Axl sounded pretty good, and I saw him.
Yep, that's true. But, yeah, this song is called Love Dump. It's off the first album, Wisconsin Death Trip.
Full circle, baby. Yeah.
It's track 4 on the album.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I find this song very erotic, so I may be a little weird, but...
Now, this
I think that's obvious at this point.
We were discussing this earlier, that you always wanted to fuck a girl while listening to this, but it hasn't happened.
No, it never has. I always kind of pussy out and just put on. I actually, that Tegan and Sarah song, I used to fuck my ex to that song a lot, because we both really enjoyed it.
Now,
it made for some nice sex.
Complete the entire act within the span of that 3-minute song?
Yeah. I mean, no. Fucking, can you play this song, please? Quick.
Well, I got another question.
No, I'm feeling awkward.
No,
now.
This is not at all awkward.
Okay.
Do you ever jerk off listening to this Static X song and pretend you're fucking a woman to it?
No.
Like mental practice? Here's at this part, when this chorus hits, I'm in the ass. Right
I haven't
there.
Physically done it, but I've certainly run the scenario in my head. Like, this is how it'll start when the song starts. I'll slide the hand up the thigh. And, yeah.
So, anyway. You ever walking down the street listening to this, and Walkman, say, or possibly one of these fancy MP3 players, And then this song comes, and you're running through the scenarios, and then you realize you got a big hard on, and that your zipper's down, and your dick is poking out of your pants.
No, but sometimes I do get.
And then you walked into someone else who had their pants down, and now you're fucking them.
Yeah. Yeah, one time, but most of the time it's just a little tingle and a chub.
I'm gonna guess though that one time you were probably going. I'm gonna say downhill, and maybe it was a little icy out, and you just slid right in.
No. They were actually bending over to tie their shoe.
Right.
And their belt broke. Mm-hmm. And that caused their pants to fall down, but their hands were all tangled in their laces.
I noticed these many gender non-specific there.
Yeah, they're, huh. But yeah, that's cool though. So Static X.
Here it is.
Wisconsin Death Trip. Love Dump. Love it. Sexy.
clearly, yeah, not slow, sensuous sex.
But that's the tricky thing, because you could start it out that way, and then all of a sudden you're fucking her like a monster, and she's like, I can't believe you're letting me do this.
And then afterwards she's just like laying face down, panting, breathing heavy, the pussy stretched open,
coughing up blood, and you're just like, that's right, whore. I love you, though, so much. Makes my heart weep.
I'm disgusted by everything that's gone on today.
Yeah.
Except that last thing. That was great.
There's a Cramp song that kind of gets me the same way. It makes me a little horny, and it's really creepy. I'm like, I should not feel this way by this song. But, you know, the Wang wants what the Wang wants.
That's like in a fucking Devil's Rejects. We're going to rent that one of these days, or Borrow Rays. But really, even though the characters are mass murderers, I mean, they're the main characters, right? So you kind of like them. They don't seem that horrible. Except right at the beginning, Otis is, when the police come and raid their house, he's just laying in bed with a dead girl. Just like cuddling, like, having the nicest sleep. And that's like the most disturbing part of the whole thing to me. It's like, does he just do that? That's fucked up.
Probably.
Sure, you should have
seen what he did the night before. Yeah,
exactly. After that, you know, they're having their little adventures and their crazy road trip. And it's like, that's the thing, is like little things like that will kind of get me, but the actual gross parts of the movie are never that gross. Like, people were telling me it was this one part in Devil's Rejects, like, I almost had to look away. Even Ray told me that. I don't even know what the fuck part he meant. I didn't notice anything.
Yeah.
Or when I saw Hostel in the theater, I remember for a little bit there I was just kind of like squinting, like, why am I putting myself through this? But then I got over that little hump and it was fine.
There's a line at the start of super nice intro for the start of a very bad Cradle of Filth song, but it just starts out quiet, symphonic music and whatnot, and then this creepy woman's voice just comes in, and she's like, so, you interested in necrophilia? And then it just starts wailing.
I call that a yes!
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird with movies, because, like, I'm in a way, I'm kind of always disappointed that they're not as gross as they could be, but do I want them to be, really? Probably not. That'd probably be worse.
It's a delicate balance. It really is. It's a lot you take for granted in life.
There's this guy, you remember Grant, who used to make the chainmail?
Yeah.
He told me about this one movie he had where he's like, you know, they always show, like, you know, like the piece of jagged wood that's about to go into the eyeball, but it never does.
Yeah.
I saw this one the other day where it does. I was like, that's cool. You can keep that one. I don't want to see that. Speaking of movies, I'm going to play something that was
Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko.
You can do this.
Donnie Darko soundtrack.
Would you like to hold my hand?
Christ, yes.
Very good.
Very good. The magic of radio, though, we don't have to do it. They won't know.
Okay. Right, yeah. Because then we're not gay. Oh, yeah. I like that. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, Donnie Darko had a fine 80s soundtrack. That guy picked carefully. He picked some good songs.
It was solid.
And but this one is actually my favorite of them. And I never even heard of this band before. I should really try and download some of their shit. They're called The Church. And this didn't get a very prominent place in the movie. It's just during the Halloween party it plays a little bit. A few different songs that play during the Halloween party. And then it gets even more shafted in the director's cut, because he moved some music around, which I think was a bad idea, because the main difference was he played a different song at the beginning when Donnie is biking to town. And because he played the song he originally wanted but couldn't afford at the time. But everybody's seen the old one with the...
Killing Moon.
Yeah, the Blue Oyster Club.
Echo and the Bunny Man.
Yeah, I always get those fucked up, mixed up. And that's so in everyone's brain that it's just not right anymore without that song.
Yeah, and that's a good song.
Right. And then he moved that song to where this tune used to be in the party scene, which so it gets a very small part. And now I don't even know where this song is in the director's cut. Yeah. It's somewhere. But overall...
Shit.
Donnie Darko, I really liked, but I think it was almost completely by accident that movie was good, that it just had so many things in it that just were just powerful themes that it didn't matter, that it didn't make a goddamn lick of sense, and that the guy who made it obviously doesn't know what the fuck it meant. And trust me, he doesn't. I've listened to the commentary tracks. I've read the interviews. He has no fucking clue what he was trying to do.
I was really drunk this day and was like, tubes out of the chest. Why not?
So, I've heard that his next movie, what was it called? The Southland Tales has gotten pretty bad reviews, and it doesn't surprise me. I mean, if it's like lightning doesn't get caught in a bottle twice. You know?
Fair enough.
But yeah, I really like this song. This is a good song. It's called Under the Milky Way Tonight.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, city. Sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and it leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew what
you ever hear of the luminiferous ether?
No. That's, is it glowing ether?
That's what they used, some guy theorized, used to, they thought it was what made planets and stars move.
Huh.
That there's like solar winds that blew them around.
Huh.
So, we'll see. What
I know
you got,
cosmic man? Rays can adjust how electricity and radio waves move.
Oh, is that right? And cause the Hulk.
You know, that was gamma rays.
What'd you say?
Cosmic.
gamma rays aren't a subsection of cosmic rays?
I don't know. Maybe.
I guess they don't come from the cosmos, do they? Maybe.
No, they
do.
Came out of some machine.
Huh.
You're thinking of the Fantastic Four. They got cosmic rays. Got the Fantastic Four. Uh-huh. In the old way, anyway. I don't know about the stupid fucking movie, but.
I usually am thinking about the Fantastic Four.
Who's not?
My dad used to read me those when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, he had a whole trunk of old Jack Kirby comics. So
weird.
What was that green guy's name? It was this green dude.
Green Arrow?
No, he was like a little green alien who could make himself turn into things, and the Fantastic Four had to fight him. They didn't always have dignified villains. So what do you got for us?
I don't know. I guess, well, that last song was quite pleasant and slow, but this song is quite pleasant and slow, too.
And actually, after this, to send us off, I got another very quiet, slow song.
Yeah, so I guess we're all going to take little relaxing naps. Maybe sit back.
Stay awake, everyone.
With a loved one, or if you're a lonely loser by yourself, maybe hump a cat. But this is...
Well, really, your penis can be your loved one, penis or vagina.
True. That is very true. Pet. A lot of people forget about that. Mm. They're like, I've got no one. And then you look at your genitals and say, I've got you, babe.
You know, I remember when I was a younger teen, I'm going to say 13, probably about, I used to think that if I could just have all sexual urges removed from me, I would do it. Just because it would make my whole life so much clearer and more focused and just so much more productive. Honestly, though, I'm glad no one gave me that option. Cause,
yeah,
like,
I've been feeling like a bit that. Like that lately, actually, at school.
But there's a lot of fun to be had.
There is a lot of fun to be had, but there's an awful lot of biting your lips and trying not to rape people. And
it really is like riding a fucking bucking bronco, but if you can stay on, it's a fun time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, good stuff. But anyway, we've got The Secret Machines now. I don't actually know the name of the album. I don't know the name of the song. But I liked it. I saw this band on Conan one night and was like, I'm going to go steal that CD off the internet. And I thoroughly enjoy it. It's a nice, slow song. We can all sit back and relax.
Wait, do you even know the name of the song?
No.
So which one is this?
This is track 3 off, I think, it's their only album.
So we really know nothing. What's the band called?
The Secret Machines.
Okay, so we know that much. Although, one little trick that it's pretty simple, but I found a lot of people I know don't know it, is... If you want to figure out what a song is, you hear it somewhere or whatever, just any lyric, yeah, and just take a few words, put it in Google in quotation marks so it searches that exact thing, and there you go. You'll find a lyric sheet somewhere.
Yeah, but I never really cared because I didn't know. I just ripped it off the internet, burned it to a CD. And
right. Well, plus, you got the song, so it doesn't matter now, but it's like if you're trying to find a song, you're like, damn it, what's that song called, you know?
Yeah. True.
You're not like one of those douches calling up the CBC trying to hum a song from 1943 and they somehow know what it is. It's amazing.
It's kind of upsetting.
Yeah. Right then. So since we don't know anything about it, let's just play it.
Yep. The Secret Machines.
We know
something.
How you feel about it.
I enjoy it a lot.
Well, I guess I should have seen that one coming, actually. That's yeah.
What did you want me to say?
No, nothing. I'm glad you play songs you like. I just...
Yeah, usually.
Really, I guess I didn't have
sometimes
to
I play them piss off Ray, but I still usually just like them
He's
anyway.
He's like across the river now, just shaking his fist. Back to you. All his fucking mellow music playing queer bait shit we're doing here.
Yeah, and even the one heavy song I had was played because of the weird sexiness.
And I'm pretty sure that Jerry Cantrell song is about sticking beer bottles up your ass.
Yeah.
You listen close. It's in there.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Let's play.
Nice work,
what I just
loser.
Did there? I missed the enter key.
That's pretty fucking hot.
You remember that old Futurama where Fry's got to hit the launch button and it's like looks like a target and whoops. All right. Here we go. That was indeed a very nice little tune.
Yeah, it's pleasant. You mentioned you wanted to make a sleepy time mix at one point to listen to before you go to bed.
And yeah, I'm going
to
put that on for sure. That's a very good one.
There's it's most of the rest of the album is a lot more upbeat than that, but very solid album right all the way around, and I really like that song. It's very pleasant, relaxing. It's good for at work when I get wicked pissed off. I'm just like,
I noticed for anyone who wants the backstage studio fucking info for that song, Matt's in a delightful rocking chair for those who like to rock, such as himself.
Mm-hmm.
And for that song, he just pulled his cap down over the eyes, just relaxed, while I just sat staring at him, wondering why he will never love me.
Well, because you're a man.
You know, that's actually a good answer.
You know, it's very simple.
That
even
takes a big weight off.
Even if you were a man with a vag, maybe I could swing it. I could look past the lack of titties and the body hair, as long as I've got something to stick my dick in that's not an ass.
You know what I was thinking? If you somehow did manage to find a post-op transsexual, you know, it was a man, now a woman, who was convincing enough, like hot, the good thing about that would be, since still fundamentally it's a guy in there, he'd be, and a gay man at that, he'd be all about sucking your dick all the time. You could fuck the shit out of him. But with the hormone treatments and all, maybe that would fuck it up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Plus, do you really want to go down that road?
Well, I don't really know.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine. I don't know. I think I wouldn't be that upset if I thought it was a woman and I fucked her and then I found out the next day.
Right, but yeah.
Be like, what was I supposed to do? I didn't fucking know, but no, I don't know that I'd really want to continue the relationship past a morning fuck before I tell her to leave, or him to leave. Yeah.
So yeah, you know, the sleepy time mix is working pretty good. I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, just a little track list stuff to play to send me off into sleep. But I tried just playing it off the computer, but the computer's too loud. All this buzzing, I can't sleep through it. So I just put it on the little MP3 player, plug it in to the speakers, and just let it go.
That's very pleasant. I'm very happy for you. I'm glad you're working through your sleepy troubles.
But I had a few songs on there I didn't think through so well. Like, they, you know, start being nice and calm, and then I drift off, and then they get louder and wake me up. Like, you ever hear this Jimi Hendrix song called 1983, A Merman I Would Be?
Or
some
nope.
crazy shit like that. It's like fucking, it's like, say, 18 minutes long, I think. And it's actually pretty awesome. I don't even know exactly what he's talking about, but, you know, it's obviously something to do with being a merman.
Yeah,
and
can't go wrong with that.
Well, once he gets all passionate, like, you know, 15 minutes in when you're supposed to be asleep, and he's all like, and then they'll throw this in your face. They'll say it's impossible for a man to live and breathe underwater. It's like, what? You think it's not? What are you talking about?
Transform him into some type of lobster-like creature.
He apparently was some kind of wacky sci-fi fan. Like, Purple Haze, everyone assumes it's just some crazy drug shit, but it's based on some short story that he read about being on Mars and the purple haze on the fucking horizon and stuff. And
weird.
He's like, yeah, man, it was a fucking great story that I read. All right. You know how he talks.
This is the best Jimi Hendrix impression ever.
Thanks. So, anything else you want to say to leave our fine fans off with?
No, not really.
You'd be amazed how fucking, I'll just show you the stats later. Not like we have like a lot of listeners, but it's consistent. It's like within like one or two for each episode, like the same number of people downloading them.
That's pleasant.
Not as much as the Lageria days, but I mean, back then we were kind of trying and promoting and working hard on it.
And I really think any podcast with a chick just boosts your numbers. Yeah, because
I remember that was a big thing with me with Keith and the girl at first. I was like, man, Keith Malley's hilarious. Him to sound so hot. It's like, yeah.
You just really, you want to know it's not two fucking nerds in a tiny room with a couple microphones talking about horse shit. I mean, we could get a girl if we wanted, is the point.
You know, actually, that's
we're
a
better
sign
than,
too.
Fuck.
A sign that I knew things weren't going to work out with the girl I was with at the time was, I was like, man, this is fucking sounds like fun. This keeping the girl shit, doing this show every day, this is just neat shit. But there's no way me and my girlfriend would ever have been able to do what they do, you know? The honesty, the number of things in common, it just wasn't there. There was no way. Like, it would just not, no conversation would have flowed. It would have just been awkward and weird.
Yeah, finding a dame like that's a rare breed.
Fight all the time, yeah.
Especially
seriously.
Since we're kind of weirdos.
Well, I like to think that every other person in the world besides me and you is a weirdo, Matt, and there's no real statistical evidence that that's not the case.
Huh, I like that view.
No matter how you look at it, really, from any perspective.
Yeah, some days I'm a little sad I'm such a weirdo, and some days I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. I think that's how retards feel in their lucid moments.
Oh. Well, you know, fair enough.
All right, so in case anybody's not asleep yet, I'm going to finish this off with this Elliott Smith song called 245. And what I like about this song is it's just real, real simple. And then right at the end, the whole band kicks in and it fades out. It's like, what the? But the song sounded like it just started and it's over. But yeah, very neat little tune. I like it a lot. I think it's from Either Or, which is not my favorite ever Elliott album. A lot of people's it is, though. It's a very popular album. I found it a little dreary in a way, as this song will also attest. But
cool. But yeah. I like that.
He's a good fella.
Like right, so we're going to take a nap?
Okay.
Pants on or off?
Actually, I think I'm going to go eat them sausages I bought that are going to go bad yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can cook me up one.
They're a little green.
Really?
Yeah, but I like my bananas green. I like my sausages green. I think green. Oh, excuse me. I wonder how audible that was. Maybe I should cut that.
Low brow or what? Fuck. In case anyone didn't hear, Keith just ripped one.
You don't need a fart button when you just fart yeah. all day on your own. Man.
Well, that seems a good note as any to end on.
Yeah, you know, it's probably good to have a planned ending, too, because this is also the Ashland Lageria days, man. We just grind to a halt every time. It's like anything else to say, nothing. Okay, let's go.
You sure? One more. Come on.
All right, Elliott Smith, 2:45 a.m.
Sleepwalking, where mute memories start talking. The boss that couldn't help it hurt you, and the pretty thing you made desert you. I'm going out like a baby, a naive, unsatisfiable baby, grabbing onto whatever's around for the soaring eye of the crushing down, with hidden cracks that don't show, but that constantly just grow. Looking for the man that attacked me while everybody was laughing at me. You beat it in me, that part of you, but I'm gonna split us back in two. Tired of living in a cloud. If you're gonna say shit now, you do it out loud. It's 2:45 in the morning, and I'm putting myself on warning for waking up in an unknown place with a recollection you have erased. Looking for somebody's arms to wave away past harms. Walking out on center circle.